USA News Update. Law enforcement in Maine is actively pursuing 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 and injuring dozens of others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressing surprise at encountering so many unaccompanied girls.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
Border Patrol agents telling the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential risk for strokes in older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.